There's quite a large loan book associated with Donegal County Council for projects that were built, I suppose, in leaner and better times. So what I'm saying is that rather than going looking for actually more money, whereby they would be hamstrung because they'd be saying, well, we can only give you or Donegal the same equivalent as other counties, we should be going to the department saying, because we have plenty loans with the department, we should be saying, can we get some write down in debts, something that would give us and free up more revenue and more resources by way of a financial nature, and allow us to be more competitive in these austere times, particularly with the onslaught of Brexit coming fast quickly down the tracks. It would allow us to become more competitive, to future proof ourselves, and to proof ourselves by way of the Brexit negotiations that are ongoing, which we don't know what is going to happen out of them. We need to make Donegal as appealing a place to do business, to holiday, for people to come and invest in. And I believe that if the council are positioned in such a manner that they have more revenue to do that, that it will make us more competitive. We have the largest land border of any county in the country with the six counties. And I believe that we have a unique selling point, and that the department should and could give us a good hearing. So hopefully an all-party deputation will realise that potential of a write-down in debt, to allow us to free up some revenue to put into a special Brexit fund to make us more appealing to other counties.
And in terms of that, time really is of the essence here. You would be urging that to be set up sooner rather than later.
Well, absolutely. And it has been proposed and duly seconded. So I would be expecting that the officers of the council will act upon that quite quickly and swiftly and bring about a meeting. I'm sure the department, be it officials or politicians, will give us a hearing. We are prepared to travel to Dublin or wherever we must go to fight the corner for Donegal, and I look forward to that coming to fruition in the coming weeks. And of course, I suppose it's up to the department and ministers to make themselves available, but we'll be making every political pressure that we can to ensure that that comes about, and we will see, I suppose, how helpful and constructive the government want to be in regards to Donegal with the ensuing Brexit that is coming down the tracks.